Good morning, I'm Femi Oke, and this is The Takeaway. Celeste and John are off today. Let's talk about the economy. The latest GDP figures show that the US economy is slowing this quarter, but economists are hopeful the setback won't last very long. We'll test that theory out. Joining us is Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Louise, hello there. What is the most important aspect of this story as far as you're concerned?
Well, this is really a revision of our optimism because you remember we had this 3.1% growth at the end of last year. That was really promising growth that the economy was getting better. And so in January this year, all these economists are saying, oh, we'll be growing by 3%, 4% this year. So now to get only 1.8%, it's really dismal. And it says to people, okay, maybe the economy's not recovering. Or to the very optimistic economists, like Obama's chief economist has come out and said, oh, it's a blip, it's temporary.
And the reasons for this are what? What's caused this?
So the optimistic economists who say, oh, this is not a big deal, they say it's because of the bad weather, it's because of the high commodities prices of food and oil, and it's because of the unrest in the Middle East and uncertainty around Japan. So that's what they blame this slower growth on.
And are those valid reasons? Have you seen those combinations of reasons happen before and really affect the GDP? Do you buy it?
Well, the problem is that I don't see commodities prices dropping. You know, I don't see the price of oil dropping. And, you know, if those remain high over the summer, people will drive less this summer. You remember back in 2008, the staycation?
Oh, yes.
Well, that came around because oil prices were so high that summer. And if you don't have Americans out there driving all over, going to the beach, going camping, it's really a drag on the economy. And so that would be a real setback. And I don't see these commodity prices dropping. So I don't see exactly how people say this is such a temporary dip.
And there's a critical link between the GDP figures and the unemployment.
That's right. So you need enough growth in the economy for there to be a reduction in unemployment. Economists say it's usually around 2.5% growth in the economy leads the unemployment rate to drop by 0.5%. So, you know, this quarter that just passed, it only went up by 1.8%. So that doesn't even really touch the unemployment rate. And of course, the unemployment rate is still really high, almost 9%. And if we don't have a job growth, we're not going to have a lot of people out shopping, the economy recovering. So that is the connection. That's the concern. If it doesn't grow faster than it did in the last few months, we're not going to see a lot of new jobs.
So the government's seeing these GDP figures. How do you estimate they may change their policy?
Well, you know, there's the constant question of, can the federal government change from rescue mode into normal mode? And, you know, just on Wednesday, Ben Bernanke, the head of the Federal Reserve, indicated that the Fed wants to shift out of rescue mode to normal mode. You know, the question is, with all of our budget deficits and so on, can the federal government keep helping the economy through heavy spending? And so if they were thinking about pulling out, not spending as much money in the economy, these might be reasons to stay in.
Louise Story from the Wall Street Journal, and she's a finance reporter. Excuse me, I've just given you a new job there, Louise. I apologize about that. She's from the New York Times, and she's their financial reporter. And thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you.
Talk about the GDP figures. You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Femi Oke.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.